Brad, how you been this past week?
Hola, amigo. Terrific. Unfortunately, I had way too many Sony Michel shares, and Tom Brady getting two quarterback sneak touchdowns? What the heck?
I am convinced sometimes Bill Belichick is out to get the fantasy player. He does not want to reward the Sony Michel people by letting him get in the end zone for a touchdown.
Yeah, that's why we nickname him Bill Beezelcheck, because he is very devilish for fantasy purposes. It is always a game of Russian roulette with that guy when you're, you know, trusting anybody within his offensive scheme.
You know what? I'll tell you something, and usually I'm a big fan of streaming defenses. You know, give me the matchup. Let me play the matchups. I don't want to spend too much time on it. But I'll tell you, wouldn't it be worth just trading something big for the Patriot defense and special teams? I mean, they put up crazy points on a weekly basis, Brad.
Well, they may have played the softest schedule in the history of the NFL here for the first several weeks. I mean, they've been double-digit favorites with every game, with one exception, of course, that tight one at Buffalo a couple of weeks ago. But, yeah, I mean, they've been extraordinary. They kind of remind you of the Bears and Pina Tillman in his heyday a few years back, where they were just scoring at a prolific rate, getting a ton of turnovers, ton of sacks, cashing in on pick sixes, and then that train just suddenly came to a screeching halt about midseason, and the Patriots schedule will pick up later in the year. So somebody offers you the kit and caboodle for a defense, knowing they could always pick up and stream based on matchup, I think you take the money and run.
Now I'm going to ask you one real quick personal question, because I pulled off a enormous blockbuster trade in the main league that I'm in, and I really want to hear the Brad Evans stamp of approval, or vice versa. Evan, you're a moron. What were you thinking? I needed a quarterback, all right? I've been living with Baker Mayfield. I was living with Drew Brees before he got hurt. I had Daniel Jones. I obviously wasn't going to play him against the Patriots. So I decided, Brad, to move Alvin Kamara. I decided to move Will Disley. I decided to move DJ Chark. And in return, I got back A.J. Brown, Ronnie Jones, and Patrick Mahomes. Your thoughts?
I would not have made that trade.
You son of a...
Look, man, I mean, you gave up an incredible amount of fantasy value for Patrick Mahomes. And I understand that you're, you know, in desperate times, call for desperate measures. But and Kamara may not play this week because he's dealing with an ankle injury. And that's one of the major questions that's kind of hanging right now in the ether in terms of week six. But, I mean, DJ Chark and his consistency, that is not going to wane anytime soon. He has got a magical connection right now with Gardner Minshew. And those guys could continue to make beautiful music on the field. And Will Disley, I mean, they're designing plays for Will Disley downfield. He has become a centerpiece of this conservative scheme of the Seattle Seahawks. And right now, Disley, believe it or not, tight end number one overall, ahead of Travis Kelce, ahead of Zach Ertz, ahead of George Kittle, the big three that people, you know, were spending an arm and two legs on back in August to acquire their services. So I understand selling high on Disley, maybe to a certain extent Chark, but bro, you didn't get enough.
Wow. Oh my God. Now I'm depressed, but I will send you, you know, a little note after I win a fantasy championship. Maybe I'll send you $10 of my winnings just to make fun of you a little bit. But I understand, and I think a part of my thinking is I was desperate at quarterback. I mean, the quarterback production of Baker Mayfield has been so, so treacherous. So for anyone else out there, to avoid my mistake, or at least what you think is my mistake, what do you do if you're in that spot where your quarterbacks are not producing? Because this has been a year in which we've lost a lot of veterans, guys like Ben Roethlisberger, guys like Drew Brees. I know Drew's coming back. What do you do if you're kind of stuck in that Baker Mayfield world right now?
Well, I think you can stream the position if you're in a shallow league. Like, if you're in a 10-teamer, a 12-teamer, even a 14-teamer with a short bench, chances are there's probably 7 or 8 starting quarterbacks available on waivers. So, you know, toss a life raft, you know, week in and week out based on the matchup. If somebody's in there in the pool sipping pina coladas, because, you know, you look at a Gardner Minshew, for example, this week, you know, entering the week, he was only 23% owned in Yahoo leagues. Now that number is ballooned to like right around 50%, and you got New Orleans. And people might say, well, the Saints have really shut down the opposition the last couple of weeks. That's true. They've made strides defensively, but both those games were at the Superdome. Now they're going on the road. And this Jacksonville team, I mentioned the unbreakable bond that Minshew has formed with DJ Chark. He's getting Dede Westbrook more involved. You got a beast in the backfield with Leonard Fournette, who is right up there with Christian McCaffrey in terms of overall opportunity share. Now that, you know, touchdowns have become like CMC for Fournette, but they're still getting the job done. And Minshew has been well protected behind the line. And this is a guy that's got a 119.4 passer rating on chucks beyond 20 yards. And the upcoming schedule is delightful for him. So outside of New Orleans, like, like three of his next four games are against bottom barrel pass defenses. So if you think the mustache magic is suddenly going to vanish, you better think again. So, I mean, that's just one example. Even a Kyle Allen this week across the pond. I know it's the upside down in London. I'm a Bears fan. I don't endure the suffering that I experienced last week as the Bears just laid an ostrich-sized egg against the Raiders in that game with Chase Daniel at the helm. But you got to like the matchup on paper going against Tampa Bay, who has just been giving up fantasy points left and right to the quarterback position. So I'm an advocate for streaming in those situations if you have those assets available to you on waivers.
Certainly makes sense. We're talking to Brad Evans, getting you ready for week six. I, for many reasons, from a fantasy perspective, small, but from a real world perspective, I'm so intrigued by Washington, Miami, because of how horrible everybody is. But the Redskins have said, Bill Callahan has said, we're going to run the football more. Does this change your view of Adrian Peterson, especially this week against a team like Miami?
Yeah, let's turn back the clock and wear leather helmets. Why not? you know, I'm with you. This is a game that only a fantasy owner could love, right? Because it's two despicable franchises right now in terms of what they're putting on the field. But somebody's going to benefit on both sides of the ball. You got an over-under in this game right around 41, 42 at some locales. I think it's actually going to go over, believe it or not. You know, Washington can't play a lick of pass defense. So a Preston Williams, a Devontae Parker, these are guys that could definitely rise to the occasion and yield wide receiver three value in 12-team and deeper leagues. Even a Kenyon Drake in the trenches, knowing Washington giving over 4.5 yards per carry, could be a moneymaker as a flex option or back-end RB2 in 12-team and deeper leagues. And the other side, you mentioned about Callahan and being ultra-conservative, Adrian Peterson doing backstrokes in the fountain of youth. Dude's got bills to pay. A mountain of debt, right? So he's going to be out there running like it's, you know, 2005 all over again. And he could certainly do that. You know, a player going up against a Miami defense has allowed the most fantasy points to the running back position this season. And having Case Keenum back, too, I think is an upgrade for the pass game. I love Terry McLaurin. Scary Terry is going to put a fright in the secondary of the Miami Dolphins. A unit has allowed an NFL-high 10.3 YPA this year. So you're right. It's a buffet of fantasy goodness, but only guys like us can appreciate that.
Was it worth, and I didn't do it personally, but I know many have, was it worth putting money or using your waiver priority to pick up Byron Pringle, who, let's face, most people had no idea who Pringle was other than the chip, but he had a huge fantasy day against Indianapolis, even though they lost. Was that worth, in your mind, a big waiver claim by people this week?
Yeah, I think so. And believe it or not, too, a lot of people bypassed him thinking, all right, you know, Tyreek Hill practiced late last week. Indications are that he could play this week. He has been practicing, but Andy Reid sits a game-time decision. But with Sammy Watkins out, and it's not like Mecole Hardman's put up banner numbers here in recent weeks. DeMarcus Robinson has been very inconsistent. You know, it's pretty much Travis Kelce and some dudes right now that Patrick Mahomes has been throwing to. So, yeah, Byron Pringle, you know, you pop a top on him, man. I mean, I think he could definitely, you know, yield some decent fantasy results if, you know, you got four teams on bye. You know, the Allen Robinsons of the world, the John Browns are on a one-week siesta. So desperate times, again, call for desperate measures. And if you picked up Pringle, plugging him in your lineup, I think is a savvy move. You know, he had 9 targets, 6 receptions, 103 yards, and a touchdown last week. Saw action out of the slot 44.1% of the time. So if he lines up in the slot primarily against Houston, he's going to get a lot of Bradley Roby, who's given up a 100.7 passer rating to his assignment. So that is an exploitable matchup right there, and a player that's still flying under the radar that, yeah, plug and play, and you may be able to squeeze out 60, 70 yards and a possible touchdown.
Any concern, by the way, about Mahomes? I mean, clearly he rolled the ankle a little bit. What's your feeling on him?
Well, I mean, he's been practicing uninhibitedly this entire week. So, you know, that's an injury that could get tweaked. It's got to be heavily taped. He was still running, though, even with the heavy limp late in that game last week against the Colts. So, I'm not at all that concerned. I still have him ranked as a top five guy. But I'm going to be honest with you. If I have Kyler Murray on my bench and I'm a Mahomes owner, believe it or not, I think the little red Corvette and Kyler Murray is going to flatten the Atlanta Falcons this week, who are down their best cover corner in Desmond Trufant, and they've laid down and died defensively anyway across the board this entire season.
All right, for daily fantasy, who are some very under-the-radar options here at running back and wide receiver that you'd say, take a look at. Look at their value. They'll have big weeks.
Yeah, I think Mohamed Sanu in that game in the desert. A lot of shootout appeal there. The over-under has climbed up to 51.5, 52. I'm taking the over. I think this game's going to be in the 30s. And Sanu, who's seeing action out of the slot over 80% of the time, has got to line up against Tremaine Brock, who is the primary slot defender for the Arizona Cardinals, a guy that's given up a 148.6 passer rating to his assignment. So Sanu, guy right now is wide receiver 35 for fantasy purposes. He's only $14 in the Yahoo DFS game. This could be like 75 yards and a touchdown. Plus, he's due to play quarterback. You know, every year Sanu comes out, he'll have like one or two pass attempts. You can argue he has actually has a perfect passer rating. He's like the perfect quarterback all time with a 148 or 158.3 rating in his history. So maybe he gets a chuck down the field to Julio Jones and pads that bottom line. But I love Mohamed Sanu this week. And then at the running back position, you know, there's a number of guys that really stand out to me. But I'm going to go to that Houston-Kansas City game, you know, a double nickel in terms of overall total. I like Duke Johnson here. Kansas City has stopped nobody on the ground. Marlon Mack had a brilliant performance last week that could bode well for a Carlos Hyde, but Carlos Hyde's just so pedestrian, so sluggish. It's going to take him 20 carries probably to hit 70 yards. He could splash pay dirt as well, but I think Duke Johnson is somebody who's, you know, well below $20 in the Yahoo DFS game. Yeah, he's only averaging 8.2 touches per contest. I could see his workload expanding in this one. Maybe gets 12, 13 touches, a lot of it coming in the pass game, and he could take it to the house. Number one among all eligible running backs at elusive rating according to Pro Football Focus is Duke, and I think he could go for 75-85 combined and a TD.
What do you think sucks more, having Will Fuller last week but not playing him, or facing Will Fuller in fantasy?
Well, I faced Will Fuller. So I felt the full brunt of the chainsaw as it sawed me in half. and it was stacked, too, with Deshaun Watson. So I went up against it. And I had Aaron Jones. Jones goes out and gets 1, 2, 3, 4 touchdowns. I'm feeling pretty. I'm partying. I'm popping the top on a fine on Yeho. I'm like, this is going to go down so smooth. And then I looked at the box score. I'm like, son of a, you got to be kidding me. Really, of all the weeks I faced the stack of Watson and Fuller, it was that one.
Yeah, that's a brutal one, man. Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. Well, hopefully you don't face anything quite like that this week. And I will try to forgive you for hating on my big trade that I made.
Well, I'm looking forward to matching up against you and Mahomes and whatever dudes you got in that trade.
Well,
gave up a thrice of quality.
You know what? I do have to defend myself on this, all right? And maybe this will sell you a little bit more. I am very deep at receiver to the point where DJ Chark wasn't playing for me. He just wasn't because...
Okay,
and maybe that changes things. Like, I have Keenan Allen, I have T.Y. Hilton, I have Tyler Boyd. So he was in the mix, don't get me wrong, but for the most part, I wasn't playing him. I felt pretty good at the receiver position. Kamara, I take a hit. I mean, there's no question. I'm going to play Carlos Hyde and James White at running back instead. So I take a hit there. I don't know if that changes your view on the deal at all. A little bit? Slightly?
Hyde and White? You're not selling me, brother.
Well, I meant more the receivers than the drop at running back I'm facing.
Wow. Best of luck to you. Godspeed.
All right. I love you anyway. Thank you, Brad.
Muchas gracias. Good luck.
Brad Evans of Yahoo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.